This is 97 Orchard Street, the Lower East Side Tenement Museum. The museum's mission is to promote tolerance and historical perspective through the presentation of the variety of immigrant experiences on the Lower East Side. Here, you can step back in time into the partially restored tenement building and squeeze through the tiny, cramped apartments, each containing personal belongings like sewing needles, candlesticks, and washstands. On each tour, you'll learn about the lives of actual past residents, the German-Jewish Gumpertz family, the Levines from Poland, who ran a garment business in their apartment, the Sephardic Jewish Confino family, the focus of an interactive family-oriented living history program, and the Baldizzi family, Italian Catholics who were among the tenement's last residents during the Great Depression. The newest exhibit is the story of the Irish Catholic Moore family who lived here during the Civil War. All of the tenement's tours can be adapted as touch tours using a multi-sensory approach for those with visual impairments. These include handling artifacts, verbal imaging, an architectural model of the building, audio recordings, and even smell. And the tenement's off-site programs bring the experience to those who can't visit in person. Tickets and tour schedules are only available across the street at the museum shop. The word tenement usually refers to working-class, multiple-family apartment houses of the mid-1800s to about 1930. Today, this building looks like prime New York City real estate. But when number 97 was built in 1836, these early tenements were some of the worst housing ever built in this country. Number 97 is typical. There are 23-room apartments arranged 4 to a floor, 2 facing the street in front and 2 facing the small yard in back. There were no laws then requiring developers to provide running water, gas, or adequate light and ventilation, so number 97 had none of these. The Association for Improving the Conditions of the Poor described these early tenements as generally defective in size, arrangement, supplies of water, warmth, and ventilation, with the yard, sinks, and sewage in bad condition. 2 successive Tenement House Acts mandated humane housing reforms. The first required 1 privy for every 20 people. The subsequent act outlawed outhouses, which were to be replaced by flushable indoor toilets, 1 for every 2 families. In addition, all new buildings were to have windows, an open courtyard, and fire safeguards.